Like Joseph, who at first dreamt that the sun and moon bowed in worship before him. After 10 years, nay more, that which Joseph had seen came to pass. That he sees by the light of God is not vain. The divine light rives the sky asunder.
Yeah, we are not exaggerating when we are talking about it. When we say the light of Hap, that's perfection for us. We are not exaggerating, because that light should illuminate everything. That's what it is. Yes?
In thine eye that light is not. Go, thou art in pawn to the animal senses.
Animal senses is what these eyes are looking at. Old animals, they have the eyes, will do the same. We say, since you don't have that one, then you are with animal sense only. Yes?
From weakness of eye, thou seest in front of thy foot. Thou art weak, and thy guide too is weak. The eye is the guide for hand and foot, for it sees the right and the wrong place. Another thing is that my eye is clearer. Another, that my nature is purer. Because I am one of the lawfully begotten, not one of the children of adultery and the people of perdition. Thou art one of the children of adultery. Without doubt, the arrow flies crookedly and the bow is bad.
So it's not only point of view, it's really the eye that you have. Because what do you understand really? What is your understanding of culture? Is what you get from your surrounding, right? If you don't try hard, you are just surrounded with the family and a small group, and they will lead you. So you have to pay attention to both of them. The first one was the most important one, the point of view, and the second one is see the difference. I am a camel, I'm coming from a camel. You are a mule, you're coming from a horse and a donkey. So you're not pure. The purity counts. Yes?
How the mule declared the replies of the camel to be true and acknowledged his superiority to himself and besought his aid and took refuge with him sincerely, and how the camel treated him with kindness and showed him the way and gave help in fatherly and kingly fashion. The mule said, thou hast spoken the truth, O camel. This he said, and filled his eye with tears. He wept a while and fell at his feet and said, O chosen of the Lord of men, what harm will it do if thou, by thy blessedness, will receive me into thy service? He said, since thou hast made confession in my presence, go, for thou art saved from the contaminations of time. Thou hast given justice and art saved from tribulation. Thou wast an enemy, thou hast become one of the leal? That's not the word I know.
Loyal.
Loyal.
I think loyal, okay, yeah. The evil disposition was not original in thy person, for from original evil comes naught but denial.
No, it's not denial. Wrong again. Is Johud. Johud is that special word which wrongly you could say Jewish,
yeah.
But rightly we talked about it, book one, trying, making your effort, jihad. Okay, here is what happened. Neil, he said, oh, yes, you're right, I'm wrong, please accept me. And the camel said, good. Because the first thing you should do is this, to accept it. the wrongdoing is not original in you. That original of you is just trying. That's the animal part of us, which is doing its effort. That's all. The wrongness and the bad doing, which was the arrogance and all that stuff, is not permanent in you. It just came to you, you could wash it away. Yes.
The borrowed evil is such that he makes confession and desires to repent. Like Adam, whose lapse was temporary, of necessity he showed penitence at once. Since the sin of Iblis was original, for him there was no way to precious penitence.
Again, back to the paradise, the big moment. The Satan is cheating. Adam and Eve are doing something wrong. They could repent because that's not in their origin. But the Satan, the jealousy which is provoking him is his nature, therefore he's doomed with that. Yes?
Since the sin of Iblis was original, for him there was no way to precious penitence. Go, for thou art delivered from thyself, and from the evil disposition, and from the tongue of the fire, and from the teeth of the wild beasts. Go, for now thou hast grasped felicity, thou hast thrown thyself into everlasting fortune. Thou hast gained, enter in amongst my servants. Thou hast annexed, enter into my paradise. Thou hast made a way for thyself amongst his servants. Thou hast gone into Eden by the secret way. Guideth, thou saidst, in a straight path. He took thy hand and led thee to the abode of bliss. Thou wast fire. Thou hast become light, O noble one. Thou wast an unripe grape. Thou hast become a grape and raisin. Thou wast a star, thou hast become a sun. Rejoice, God best knoweth the right. O Zia-ul-Haq Husamuddin, take thy honey and cast it into the basin of milk.
Yeah. What happened? Rumi, one page, went on and on and on and on. All the hint of the camel that, okay, go, you succeeded, because this is it. This is what you should do to stop. And think about it. If you're falling down too much, look at someone who doesn't and follow that fellow. As simple as that. So he explained it again and again and again and again, and emotionally he went higher and higher. And I'm talking with Hisamuddin, this is not the camel. The camel doesn't talk like this. I'm talking like this. So Hisamuddin, please bring out the book and do what? Put your sweet in the basin of the milk. Do you remember the milk, the beginning of book two, and all the explanation of Hisamuddin going high, but that's no good. Coming back, bring it to me. Then the floor of Masnavi started. Do you remember all of that? All of that is here now. Yes?
To the end that that milk may escape from having its savour corrupted and may gain much increase of savour from the sea of deliciousness, may be united with the sea of Alast. When it becomes a sea, it is delivered from every corruption.
Do you remember the sea of Alast, which was the first sea? That question, Alastu Rabbikum, do you know that I'm your God? And everybody said yes. He says, do you remember that? And we talked about it. The knowledge here is an ocean. First of all, the ocean is always clean, is always perfect. Except in 21st century, the people become unpolluted. That's another stuff. We talked about it later. But Mr. Rizamuddin, please add your sweetness to this milk, because we want this milk to be preserved, not to become old, to be connected to that ocean, to become that pure stuff. Yes?
By the time you enter that sea of honey, no contamination will have effect upon it. Roar like a lion, O Lion of God, in order that that roar may mount to the seventh tier. What knowledge hath the weary, surfeited soul? How should the mouse know the roar of the lion? Write thy experiences with gold water for the sake of every one of goodly substance, whose heart is as the sea. This spirit-augmenting discourse is the water of the Nile. O Lord, let it seem blood to the eye of the Egyptian.
Okay. All of that. What I'm talking about is the feeling that this fellow has here. You drop a little bit of that, that heart, that feeling, that moment. This is what it is. Because right at the beginning I said, read this because this is the story of our emotion. Here we will say, bring the story of that emotion with the golden water, write it down for all the people which they are clean, they are good, with the good June they are approaching. Means, you who are reading this, please pay attention. Yes, it's the camel story, but it's not about camel. It's about you. What should you do? Understand your weaknesses. Don't let go of that, okay, this was bad, this was bad. No, if something doesn't work, means something is not working. You should find the solution. And the solution is with the people who don't fall, who are not like you. This is how we find an exceptional fellow, and all of us will follow him. This is the water of the Nile. I hope you are the believer, so it is water for you. Because if you are one of the Pharaoh's stuff, you're arrogant, this will look like blood to you. Yes?
How the Egyptian entreated the Israelite, saying, of thine own intention, fill a jug from the Nile and put it to my lips that I may drink.
Okay, this is a long, long, long paragraph. So be ready for all of it. And it's about what? It starts with a very simple story. The story goes like this, that the Jew will come to the river and is drinking. His friend will join him, who is not a Jewish. And say, this is bad. Your prophet did this. We are poor people. It turns blood. You pick up some water. Pick up some water. Come and drink. When he wants to drink in his blood, the other fellow will drink it and it's okay. We'll bring it again and it's blood. I say, you see, you son of a gun prophet did this. I say, aren't you thirsty? Okay, be a believer and drink. As simple as that. When you see the differences, when you understand it, why don't you change? This is the basic of the story. Yes.
By the right of friendship and brotherhood, for the jug which ye Israelites fill from the Nile for yourselves is pure water, while the jug which we Egyptians fill is pure blood. I heard that an Egyptian, on account of thirst, came into the house of an Israelite. He said, I am thy friend and kinsman. Today I have become in need of thee, because Moses wrought sorcery and enchantments, so that he made the water of the Nile to be blood for us. The Israelites drink pure water from it. To the Egyptians,